All right, welcome back to the Sports Ticket, brought to you by Crossroads Bar and Grill in Downs. We are joined now by Matt Davidson from our own backyard, Smith Center, Kansas. He's the director of athletic events at the University of Nebraska. And Matt, how you doing today, man? Thanks for joing us.
Yeah, I'm doing good. Doing good, Wade. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, tell everybody out there that might not be familiar with you. I'm sure you've heard this before. There is also a guy that made an incredible catch for the Nebraska football team. Have you been confused with him a few times?
Yes, I have. That happens weekly, monthly still. I've been here up here 8 years now, and yeah, it's pretty incredible how big of a name the other guy is up here. So he's on radio for us on football and basketball, obviously, but he's really not employed directly by the university.
Every once in a while, you could just claim your fame that you made that play, right? I mean, nobody would even know.
I've cashed in a few times, Wade.
Have you? Well done, Matt. That's what I like to hear. Take advantage, man. Matt Davidson is our guest. He's a director of athletic events at the University of Nebraska. Why don't you give a little background for everybody? Where are you from, and how did you get to where you are today?
Yeah, I graduated from Smith Center in the year 2000. From there, I went directly to Fort Hays State University on a golf scholarship. I played golf there, attended school there for 1 year. Then I transferred to Kansas State University, and I got my undergraduate and my graduate degrees from there. And I started working in athletics right away in the event management department for K-State, probably 01. And it just kind of progressed from there. I worked from 01 clear through to till 09 as an undergrad, graduate assistant, and full-time. And then I transferred, accepted a position up here at the University of Nebraska in 09, right at the beginning of football season, and I've been here ever since.
Director
What's that?
I'm sorry, Director of Athletic Events. What does your job entail? Because when you hear Director of Athletics, you go Athletic Director, AD, but there's a key word at the end of your title, Director of Athletic Events.
Yeah, that's a huge key word, too, because I'm far from that top position. But my position here, I've given a different answer almost every time I've been asked this. My wife doesn't really fully understand what I do either, but it's kind of whatever is needed. It's the entire operational spectrum from ticket takers to ushers to police, private security, fire and rescue, paramedics, EMTs. I deal a lot with the city traffic engineers, getting people, you know, into our area, our game day, our university, our kind of where our stadium sets at Lincoln. So it's a very wide ranging scope. On game day, we have probably somewhere north of 3,000 on call workers, represented by about 35 different agencies. So it's a lot of different touch points with different groups, different leaderships, and as well as internally as well.
On a game day, and let's say football, of course, would probably be the biggest event that you work with, although you, of course, got other sporting events as well. On a game day, what is your typical day?
Our typical day, my operation starts around 7.5-8 hours before kick. And then we deal directly with television. You know, I was listening to your show a little bit right before I came on. ESPN, with all their cuts they're having, we deal directly with a lot of those on-air talents and their producers and directors that come in with ESPN, ABC, and pretty much those are the only two that can kind of come in since we're part of the Big Ten network. But having television as part of our scope of responsibility, we see those guys out after the event, and that can sometimes be anywhere from 2 to 4 hours post-event.
What's the biggest issue or problems that you have to deal with in your position?
Oh, boy. You know, there's really a... being part of a university, you have, especially here at Nebraska, I mean, there's no rival, pretty pretty much everybody knows that. There's no Division I rival. There's no professional teams. So you have these numbers that you protect, like 354 consecutive sellouts since 1962, and you want to keep your donors happy, which is very important, the fan experience that became a buzzword several years ago. But you also have on the other side of the coin that doesn't really produce revenue as the safety and security side of things. And that's where my shop comes in, and we really try to maintain a healthy balance between the fan experience, that positive customer experience, and the safety and security aspects. And the challenging part can be sometimes getting some of those security and safety initiatives pushed through, because they can be deemed, the donor may not like this, or we might lose some money, or we might lose out on our sellout streak. And it's not, we're not negligent by any means, but there's a heavy gray area there between those two.
There was an incident recently at a Royals baseball game where apparently a guy punched a woman. She was saying things, and I don't know if she was calling him names, whatever. And I'm guessing they probably had been drinking. I don't know for sure. But how do you deal with distractions like that and people in the stands? Another example would be Wichita State head coach Greg Marshall's wife was security was a little bit taxed there during the NCAA tournament. How do you deal with people that don't behave and don't heed your warnings at athletic events?
Well, those are two pretty extreme differences there, because you're dealing with the head coach's wife,
yeah.
Which is, we're going to approach that a little bit differently, sure. Obviously. But we're set up here in a way that we're programmed to be able to respond to any kind of an incident, whether it's when Coach Pelini had to be taken to the hospital a couple of years ago, towards the end of a game, or whether it's someone heavily intoxicated trying to enter the stadium or whatever it might be. We have a great working relationship with our university police, and I'd say that to start things off is what, I guess I can't speak heavily across the board in the Big 12 and the Big 10, but having a good relationship with your university police and your athletic department is very big, and we have one here that trickles down into everything that we do on how we approach football game day.
Matt Davidson, he's the director of athletic events at the University of Nebraska. He is our guest today on the Sports Ticket, brought to you by Crossroads Bar and Grill in Downs. So who do you report to? Who's your boss? Who do you have to report to or give reports to after games? I'm guessing there's probably some kind of report you have to file or suggestions on, hey, you know what, here's something that would make things better, as you mentioned, fan experience or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, my boss is Butch Hugg. And he's been here at the University of Nebraska for over 30 years now. He's really a pioneer in what we do, event management across the nation. He's well recognized and well known by the NCAA and across this entire country. So he's my first report. And he's got a very well oiled machine here that I stepped into as his director. So. In some degrees, he told me, we don't have to recreate the wheel here. We just need to realign the spokes to keep up with time here, which has been very beneficial to me and my team. But directly to the kind of the second part of your question, we don't really have a report that we file or anything like that. We meet weekly, especially during football season. We have a staging meeting on a Thursday prior to, where we bring all the leaders from those 35 different agencies in. And then on the Tuesday post-event, we have a wrap-up meeting where we bring representatives in again, and we kind of throw everything on the table, pre-event to make sure that we have all of our bases covered, and then post-event to see what we can improve on, what we failed at, et cetera.
How much of a game do you actually get to watch, or do you get to enjoy any part of the games when these things are going on, or are you a big worrywart during this whole process?
That's probably the number one question I get asked across the board, especially when football season's over with. They're like, well, what do you got to do now outside of eight events that you host a year? A lot of people don't realize that we host between 250, 280 events a year between all of our sports. But on game day, it's, you know, I sit in a stadium operations suite with the game through the glass, and I'd maybe get to watch one or two series.
Mm.
So we've got a lot of stuff moving behind the scenes that, quite frankly, we don't want everybody to know about, because if everybody knows about it, it means we're not doing our job right.
Right. What's the busiest time of the year for you? Is it when football, sometimes like football, basketball, especially if you have a bowl game, although, of course, your bowl game won't be there in Lincoln, but I would guess an overlapping of the seasons would be a busier time for you because you got multiple events to attend to and deal with?
Yeah, we have when football and volleyball, obviously,
that's true.
Here in Lincoln's big. It's,
yeah.
It's a tougher ticket than football. We sell out 8,500. And when we get the overlap, last year we had six overlaps where we had football and volleyball going on the same day. That's a very taxing scenario on our event staff and our human resources that we have for parking management and for venue management. Basketball season, it seems to start earlier and earlier. So we had our first basketball-football overlap this last year, too. And then we had state volleyball later that same day. So we host a lot of the state high school championships here in our facilities as well. But it's that football-volleyball crossover, basketball season starting, state high school championships, especially the basketball. Very taxing times from a... You know, my staff, I've got four full-time event managers, so we're stretched in every direction.
You said something very interesting there at the beginning of your answer to my question that caught me off guard a little bit, and it's interesting. I wanted to ask you about it. That was, you said that volleyball is a tougher ticket to get to instead of football. Now, that's hard for me to believe, but I understand it, and I do believe it. But what I'm saying is when I lived up in Omaha, everything you heard, it was always football. I mean, it's just football. You breathe football. It's the spring game. Even when the off season, nothing's happening. It's always talk, 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 sports talk. It was all about football. There was nothing hardly said about basketball. Volleyball was still pretty good when I was there. Of course, volleyball's even better since then. But that's interesting what you say is that volleyball, it was a harder ticket to get than football. Now, obviously, there's many more tickets available for a football game than for a volleyball match. But that caught my ear when you mentioned that.
Yeah, you know, it's, I guess I use it more of a, as a punchline than you know, the reality that there's X amount of tickets here versus here.
Sure.
But there is some truth to it. Depending on the matchup, you know, conference versus non-conference, it can be. I mean, we're sitting in a good position with football, where our season tickets are, where our sellout streak's at. But volleyball's, you know, right there too. I think we're number one in the nation on volleyball sellouts as well. So it's Coach Cook's doing great things with the volleyball program. You know, we feel very confident where we're headed with football. But yeah, it is a tough ticket. I mean, if you haven't been in the new venue since remodeled Devaney, it's a world class venue. I don't know what other venue would rival it.
Matt Davidson, Director of Athletic Events. He's our guest. He's the Director of Athletic Events at the University of Nebraska. John Betts said, I know you know John.
Yep.
He said to me that I should ask you about what it was like to interview with Tom Osborne.
Well, that was very unexpected, but it was one of those moments where I was coming down from my on-site interview with Butch, my boss. And we walked up into the administration offices, and Coach Osborne, who was our athletic director at the time, walks out, and I had no idea what was going on. And apparently I was stepping into part of my interview process with Coach Osborne. And Butch waited in the lobby, and we went into Coach's office, and door shut behind him, and started getting sweaty palms, and we sat down, and you know, we talked about faith, life, and family. And he never asked me one question about my job, and we probably talked for 15, 20 minutes, and we walked out, and he told Butch he could hire me. So it was something I'll never forget. It was very Coach Osborne-like. He's a great man, and that's the first time I ever talked to him. And he never mentioned one thing about work.
You said that was unexpected. Is that right? You didn't know that you were going to be meeting with him? Okay. So,
it was definitely not on the agenda.
So I'm guessing that it probably was better that was unexpected. Would you agree with that in regards to had you known, you might have been just stressing out and lose all your hair?
Absolutely. I probably would have not gotten the position.
You've been stuttering and not able to say a word. Oh, you're in awe of the guy. I could see how that would be. Hey, I understand there's a Smith Center connection there in Nebraska. Cale Terrell works up for the university. Any other connections?
Yeah, Cale's up here. And, you know, one of my classmates, Dana Finch-Weltmer, used to be up here. And that was really cool while she was up here coaching basketball with Connie Yori on the women's basketball team. But she's since moved back to Smith Center with her husband, Tim. They got a big family that they're focusing on. Great family. But Cale Terrell, he's up here. He's one of my event managers. I hired him a couple years ago. And, in fact, hasn't really been announced yet, but he's going through the final HR background checks, becoming a full-time employee here.
Awesome.
So Cale Terrell is the apple doesn't fall far from the tree with him. His parents are exceptional people. Cale's, beyond his years. He just had a birthday, 23 years old, and he acts like he's 35. So he's very professional. He's really hit the ground running here, making a good name for himself. He's hosted championships already. We're very fortunate to have Cale part of our staff.
And then your wife's from Smith Center too, right?
That's correct, Tara Freeling. Yep, she's was a year above me in high school. We dated for 8 years and we've been married for 11. We have three kids together, and she's really the one that kind of keeps us all together. Definitely, she keeps me in line. She's our CFO, COO, all those other, she's awesome.
You might be the director of athletic events at the University of Nebraska, but she's the director. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Exactly.
Yes. It's
exactly.
Good. Yes, dear. Just remember yes, dear, and you'll be just fine, man. All right.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yes. I live by that moniker as well. Well done. Well done. Okay. Before we let you go, time for an off the wall question. I've been debating on what to ask you per se, so I might have a couple of these here. One, is it true that Nebraska really appealed to you because you really are fond of the color red since you were at Smith Center?
No.
I didn't think so. You go wherever the job takes you. That's what you do.
It was a professional window that showed some opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. I figured so. Just having some fun with that. And then the other question I have for you off the wall is if you weren't doing what you're doing today, I asked this of Mitch Holt this last week, what do you think you would be doing today if you weren't the director of athletic events at the University of Nebraska? Would you be in a different field? Is this something that, you knew you wanted to do something like this a few, 10 years ago or when you were growing up? Kind of give me a background on that.
I really don't know. I really just kind of slipped into this avenue, and it just, I've been in it since 2001, in the exact same avenue. So that's difficult. I mean, there was a time when I had these aspirations before I knew, the reality of it, actually. I was really into golf. My passion, by far, is the sport of wrestling. I always thought I'd be... potentially, if I wasn't doing this, a high school wrestling coach, potentially. So I don't know, but I've slipped so far out of that sport. This is really all that's been in my professional track and my forefront here. So that's a tough question for me. But I guess, those other answers are sport-related. So that's golf, wrestling. Those are weird combos, but those are two of the sports that I really enjoy.
And finally, the most important question I'm going to ask you during this interview is the final one. I saved the best for last. Any good John Bowden stories?
There are so many I can't mention right now.
Lucky for Matt, we're running short on time. Or lucky for John, I don't know which, you know?
He's a good man, a great man. Appreciate him hooking us up.
Yep, he was the guy that kind of got us hooked up so we could do this interview with you today. Hey, Matt, it's great to talk to you and get to know you a little bit. I think our listeners enjoyed it as well. It's good to see guys from our own backyard, neck of the woods, doing well at wherever they may be. And certainly it's fun to follow. We certainly have a lot of Nebraska Cornhusker fans in this area, even though they might be in the state of Kansas. They're still Husker fans in this area, and we certainly follow Nebraska and their athletic program. And now I think we have a better appreciation of what goes on behind the scenes, thanks to you and your staff. And thanks so much for what you do, and thanks so much for taking the time to join us today.
Wade, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
That's Matt Davidson, Director of Athletic Events at the University of Nebraska. He is our guest today on The Sports Ticket.